Seattle's Morning News, 617. Housing prices are still creeping up in this area. Colleen and Aaron got the monthly update from Windermere Chief Economist Matthew Gardner.
I mean, King County housing prices were up by, what, just over shy of 1.2% year over year. Not a great number, but I think there's several reasons for that. We kind of got ahead of ourselves back in mid-2018. Prices shot up, I mean, through the stratosphere.
They were astronomical.
Exactly. So then we dropped back from that, but we've now kind of turned around again. So my expectation, as much as probably 2019, home values will have increased.
What's fueling that turnaround? That it frightens me just a little bit because it's already so unaffordable for single families to move into the King County area close to where they're working. So to hear that it's good for sellers, but I worry about that.
It's good for sellers. It's also good for, I think a lot of it is a function of we are creating a lot of high-paying jobs. Mm. And these are people saying, okay, I can afford this mortgage payment. They're not speculators. They're coming in saying, okay, I want to live close to it, relatively close to where I work. And because of that, anytime you have a limited amount of supply, yet net new demand, kind of econ 101, right? Mm-hmm. That pushes home prices up. But also it's a time of year. I mean, it's slowing down. We're getting towards Christmas. Mm-hmm. Huge lack of inventory out there, which I expect is going to stay very low through, my opinion, probably middle part of next year. So I think it's still going to be very tight. When it's tight and you're creating jobs, you've got one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country. That is going to push prices up. But you're absolutely right. Affordability is and always will be my biggest concern.
Is it pretty much standard around this time of year to just hold off on selling your home and just wait until the hot season comes back?
There's two different schools of thought on that. And it's kind of fascinating. For a lot of people, they're saying yes. Obviously, it's holidays. Do I really want to pack everything into a truck and move? Yet for other people out there, if they're thinking about selling, the buyers who are out there, they want to buy. They are very motivated. So you've got a smaller pool of buyers, but they're ones that are out there saying, I've got to move. Selling price is based around a value that both parties, buyer and seller, is happy with. And so you can say, yes, there's less people out there, perhaps they can't afford it, but that doesn't by necessity reduce sale prices. I think we might see potentially some more negotiation going on, less bidding wars. Mm. But the buyers are out there. They're serious. Mm. And you'd have to be at this time of year.
Now, you talk about housing affordability and the need for that. Did you catch the 60 Minutes piece on Seattle and homelessness? So this was a big piece. Anderson Cooper came out. The people living on the street seems to think we could get off the streets if there was more affordable housing. Yet the public officials were saying it's the criminal justice system, it's addiction. Oh, by the way, we've added affordable housing. So, just sort of your initial thoughts on that piece from Anderson Cooper.
I mean, the provision of housing absolutely is remarkably important. But what he failed to mention is the fact we have an awful lot of water, an awful lot of mountains, and a fairly lousy mass transit infrastructure even today. So when you have a limited amount of land upon which to build, what does that do? That certainly pushes prices higher and therefore pushes out families further. A better mass transit infrastructure could free up land further to the south and to the north that people can go to live in more affordably and still have a reasonable commute in, let's say, to Seattle. You look at the low-income housing providers out there, the likes of Lehigh and Bellwether and all these Plymouth, all these guys out there, they are competing in a lot of times, a lot of respects, with market rate developers, and they just can't play that game. And so they're having to pay too much for land. It makes, obviously, their projects very hard to make sense financially. And so that makes it very tough to even provide that low-income housing. What they also failed to talk about were the firemen, they were the teachers, they were the nurses, the people, the lack of workforce housing, people making 80 to 120% of median income who work in Seattle, but they sure as heck cannot afford to live in Seattle.
If we were to continue our investment in public transportation, in infrastructure like light rail, and it does make its way to Lynnwood and then to Everett and then maybe beyond that, are you saying that the more transportation we add to the area, the more reliable public transportation, the more affordable housing will become?
Very much so, yes. We will, if you take away the homeless side, but just in general, we are comfortable living 35 minutes away from where we work. And that's been a proven number over time.
Without traffic.
Well, no, but it's got to be 35 minutes, though. Here's the point. It can't be 50 minutes one day and an hour and 45 the next.
Which it is a lot of.
Oh, very much so. Certainly coming from the north. If you can make it that people can predictably get from A to B, that will help. And because of that, it's very hard for us to build more roads because we haven't got the land to do it. Mm. And so we need to look at light rail, look at different options out there, because we can do that. That frees up a lot of land elsewhere. In addition, within the city of Seattle, is zoning here still appropriate? 70% of the city is zoned single family. Yeah. That doesn't help anyone. It made sense back in the 1950s when zoning was created in the first place. And that's fine. It doesn't make sense now. Yet we think of ourselves as this dense, metropolitan, urban, hip city. Not even close to it.
It sounds like you would be a proponent for upzoning single family neighborhoods, and that would, in theory, drop down prices.
Yeah, if I ruled the world. And the thing, yes, you're right. However, what you do get is you get a lot of pushback by existing residents saying we don't want to see that change in our neighborhood.
Change is hard, Matthew.
Change absolutely is hard.
Is that an American thing?
Very, oh, wow, no.
It's a human.
No, it's definitely an English thing. Okay, change is something we are not into.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah. Matthew Gardner is chief economist at Windermere Real Estate, and we talk to him every month about home.